Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show.
Get off the fence. If you don't know this one, 3 seconds to decide on topics that producer Matt has for us. Hearing these for the first time, Maz.
Yeah, we have no heads up. So I guess this sort of is a disclaimer. If we offend anybody or if we're way off the mark, sorry.
We're way uneducated on these topics is what Maz is trying to say.
Soz.
Are they good ones today, Matty?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with these.
Okay.
The first one, kind of along the line that Maz was just going
really?
With.
Really? Big old disclaimer.
The saying that you're joking after edgy comments make them acceptable.
So give me an example. What do you mean by that? So you say...
Oh, Gaundy, you've got such a flat head. No, I'm just joking.
Just joking. I'm just joking. Joking. All right. 3, 2, 1. Absolutely, yes, acceptable.
It's so acceptable. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Joking.
Jokes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
All for the lols?
It's like us saying allegedly on radio and then saying whatever the hell you want.
Well, I mean, that could get you a defamation lawsuit.
Well, no, it's alleged.
Still, I think the just jokes thing is, I think it's fine.
Is that like no offence, but?
Yeah, it's very similar, isn't it?
So no offence, but terrible haircut. Yeah. But I said no offence.
None taken.
Yeah. I think that's fine.
Okay.
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Go home and do it to your partner.
Absolutely.
Try this one at home, kids.
No, I won't be doing that.
Yeah, do this one to your parents.
What's the next?
I won't prove it. Heckling comedians in shows.
No. 3, 2, 1. No.
Yes.
No. Pipe down. It's so annoying.
Oh, but I feel like the comedians can use their quick wit and banter to refute the heckle.
I think it's good when it happens once and there is a bit of that, but when it's ongoing and it's just, one person that's had a few too many in the crowd, it's like, mate, we're not here to see you. I paid money to see the comedian.
That is true. I still think it's okay. A bit of a heckle.
What's this
off
the back of, Matt?
Oh, I was just watching some stand-up comedy. But I've also been in that instance where you said someone just kept going and going. You're like, mate,
that's annoying.
Shut up.
One heckle's okay.
Yeah.
One heckle per audience member per comedy show. That should be the quota.
You've paid your ticket. You get one heckle.
One heckle and you're
once
done.
You're done, you're done. You need to pipe down after that. All right, third one.
Last one. So you might have seen this story. It's out of Victoria. The police union there have won the right to switch off from work. So essentially... between 9 and 5, you do your work. Afterwards, unless it's an emergency, you're not allowed to be contacted. Should we be banned from working outside of work hours? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring back the old 9 to 5, I say, where you clock off, you frank off, and you get out of there and you go and enjoy your life.
Every now and then I try and, like, I put my phone away. I'll put it into, like, a cupboard or a drawer where I can't access it. And when you come back, we're inundated with work things. Like, we might finish on air here at 9, but we're constantly chatting all throughout the day, right through to the late afternoon for the next day.
You actually have to put boundaries, like, healthy boundaries around your after-work work commitments.
Yeah.
Because the news cycle is 24/7 and radio's always on. It just feels like you can never switch off. But something like... the police commission, is that what you said?
It's from the police union got it across the line in Victoria for people who work for the police force. So, I mean, if you're a police officer, though, and you're not on duty and it's not an emergency, there's lots of people who are getting contacted outside of work hours. But the thing is, everybody could argue, and you guys said it, oh, you know, we've got that extra work stuff. It's people who would say you're doing the extra mile, aren't you? Oh, well... if you want to be the best at your job, you're working outside those hours. So it's a slippery slope.
That's what's expected these days, isn't it? You need to put that extra work in. Producer Matt's standing outside our windows a bit much, asking us questions about the show at home.
Hey, guys, what do you think about this phone topic for 6:30?
Respond.
Yeah, respond. Because it takes a while for us to get back sometimes.
I do love, and this happened over the weekend, where producer Matt will put, so we have a WhatsApp group to communicate in, but then he sends an email saying that he's put a note in the WhatsApp group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need to do that.
So it's like, it's not just like, can you guys respond? It's like, I'm going to get you across any platform that you may be checking right now.
Carrier pigeon, all of them. I've got it covered.
So we're putting it to the people.
Annoyingly, that was about maths.
Oh, yes.
That was the annoying part about that request.
Okay.
It's the last week. Thank God.
I know. It was annoying. That's all I'm saying. I got the annoying message in WhatsApp and then I got an annoying email about it as well.
Okay. We're off topic.
So we're putting this to the, this is just Maz now going off on maths because she hates it. 13, 10, 60. We're putting this to the people, are we? Are you working outside of your work hours? Yep. Are you inundated? I reckon this happens to almost everybody.
Especially work from home. We've all got flex days now. Are people not knowing when to switch off because they're at home?
Are you a boss? Are you the person expecting people to work after it?
Where do you draw the line? That is the question.
Bondi and Mazza's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's the complete package. The Hit Breakfast Show.
Good to be back from holidays.
Oh, pod squatters, we missed you guys, but we're back. We've done some radio. You're going to listen to it. It's all good time.
I had a 10-hour drive from here to Melbourne and then back as well, and I just listened to nothing but the Gaundy and Maz podcast. And I've been waiting for some new ones, so thank God we're back.
I don't believe you.
No, I did. I flick it on and say, babe, listen to this.
You do
this
not. You don't listen to us. When we no, you don't.
I do. Every now and then I'll flick the podcast on and have a listen for sure. It's like one of my best mates played AFL football, and at the end of each week they'd watch the game back to see where they could do better or worse.
Okay, is this leading into you giving me some unsolicited feedback on what we need, what I need to do better?
I've got some notes here, Maz.
Oh my God, that's a lot of notes.
Of where we can improve. Now, look, some great stuff on the podcast today. One of our favourites, Get Off the Fence.
Get Off the Fence is such a good segment because it comes with a little disclaimer. We get given a topic and 3 seconds to decide our opinion on it. So, like, if we offend you, didn't get enough time to, like, overthink how we might not have offended you.
Love a good uneducated opinion.
Yes.
Nothing better than that.
And on your holiday, you found a really cool gift. I think you should launch like Gaundy's gift guide. Like Oprah has her gift guide at the end of the year. I think you should do
Love
one.
To. Yeah.
This should be on it.
Yeah, $10 from Target. I bought this little book for my nan and it's like a little journal that she fills out. And it's all these questions about her life and she fills it out, tells me things from her life, and then we keep that. I can pass it on to my kids.
So
but
beautiful.
The thing is it a little bit morbid? Because then you're like, well, look, Nan, we know you probably at some point.
How old's Nan?
Pushing 80.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be with us forever.
Good time to get the journal.
Fill in the book, please.
What
and I'd love to have a read.
What if you filled it in for her? What if you hung out with her? And she, like, you asked the question.
I'll stop you there. I hate homework, so I'm happy to just hand it over and let her do it. But it is a great gift idea, and it's coming up in the podcast.
We want to know if you are required to work hours outside of your working hours. And I think it happens a lot now because we have 24/7 email access. We're always online. And there's almost this sense of, like, you've got to get back to people immediately, which is blowing out our work day. And it's meaning, I think, that people don't have any us time, me time.
It'd be interesting to see the psychology of it all in the future. You know, what this period of time is doing to us because we're so dedicated to the work that we do.
Yeah.
And like you said, I mean, we can be contacted at the press of a button.
That's it.
You've got to get back to people. I wonder what that does long term.
Well, because then, and I don't know if this happens with you, Gaundy, but this happens with me, is then I just stew on it. If I don't respond immediately, it's in the back of my brain and I can't enjoy the present moment until I have dealt with that admin or ticked that item off the to-do list. So it does definitely affects your day-to-day. We've got Tanya in Chittaway. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, babe. Can you chime in for us on what your thoughts are on working excessive hours?
Yeah, no worries. I think it's a really good topic to talk about. As I was explaining earlier, I've been in a situation where I've worked very long hours. I was working for an athletics company and we travelled around Australia, you know, running meets and really, really excessive hours. And I've always worked really hard. It's just in my sort of veins to do that. And it turns out I realised that something was not quite right with my mum. And I said, I was going to have a chat with her best friend and just say, look, can you just keep an eye on mum? I don't think there's something right there. And I was just too busy, got waylaid with work, you know, traveling around the country. And turns out that my mum nearly committed suicide. And so I found that out. And the weekend after I found that out, I went to work the next day and I lost my job. So it all was a bit of a wake-up call for me. And I remember saying to my boss at the time, I said, if there's one thing that I've learned from this whole situation is that I'll never put work in front of my family and friends ever again.
Well, that's something you certainly learn, isn't it, in these times, what you value
100%.
Most, you know?
Yeah, so that was a real wake-up call for me. And, you know, people sort of have a go at me because, you know, I'm I'm at 5 o'clock. It's my time.
That's good. Yeah, and I'm so sorry that your mum went through that. And here's the thing: when we come to like trauma and tragedy in our lives, it is a wake up call, and you can either choose to ignore it and go, you know what, I'm just going to power through and stick with the job and keep going, or you can take the lesson and go, you know what, I'm switching it all around. I'm putting my family first, and that I think is a great priority, Tanya. So good on you for listening.
I think as well, you know, the thing that gives us a lot of joy in life is family and friends, and I think, you know, by working, yes, it's great that we, you know, we work hard, and at the end of the day, you know, this is also a sad situation, but we are just a number. In reality, that is the truth. We are a number. Mm. If businesses need to save, you know, if they need to save money, then your job's gone. So, you know, you just need to have a real hard reality look at things and go, you know, yeah, I can work hard. I can put in the hours. But at the end of the day, what brings me joy is my family and my friends. And I deserve to have time and enjoy their company.
And you've got the balance right these days, you feel? Yeah, you feel like you're sitting in a bit of a sweet spot. You're well, your mum's well.
Yeah, we're all good, and you know, and that's the thing. It's always the back of my mind. I'm like, yeah, I work hard, but at the end of the day, you know, I go home. My fitness is my, you know, mental health.
Yes, so I hear you.
Going out surfing, you know, all that sort of stuff. So,
oh, Tanya, I need to come work for you. Oh, you need to start a business, and you just we'll work.
I do. I am a personal trainer as well.
We'll do that. We'll surf. It'll be a great time. Hey, thanks for calling the show. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. I love the topic. Great discussion.
Oh, thanks, Tanya.
For calling in. That's awesome. And if anybody needs somebody to talk to, you can reach out to Lifeline. The number is 131114. Let's do a quick round the grounds. Who had the best holiday out of us?
You start. Take it away. I mean, we did kind of do this at 6, but a lot of people haven't really caught it because, we're only on air in parts of the place. But
there were some tech issues, but they're all sorted. Okay, so my holiday was what is known as just hanging out with my toddler. I didn't go away anywhere. We did a staycation. I hung at home, looked after Henry, which, to be fair, is my favourite thing to do other than this radio show, is spend time with my own child. And Glenn, my husband, has started building the renovation on our house. So our house, there's like holes in the garden all the way around the foundations of the house that Glenn and my cousin Asher have been digging as part of, because they've got to do a concrete pour, because then they've got to lay that foundation to build the garage to then build the extension. Like, that's, I make it sound so easy.
Do you get out there and do some stuff as well?
I cut down a tree the other day.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I cut down part of a tree the other day. I didn't cut down an entire tree, and it was one that we're allowed to cut down, so don't freak out. And we are replanting other trees in a different section of the garden so everyone can calm down there, because that's a big deal, cutting down trees.
Is there some trees you can't cut down? I thought if it was on your house, you can kind of do as you please. This comes back to that not a very good man segment that we do. I would have just chopped down any tree I wanted home.
Do not go chop down
the trees. They're my
trees.
They're my trees. I'll chop them down if I want to chop them down.
The council would disagree with that. And some trees that are native to Australia are not allowed to be cut down.
I have no idea, honestly.
And also, we have like a big giant, one huge giant tree in our front yard that is sort of, it's the biggest tree that you can see as you turn down our street.
Mm.
And we're not cutting that one down. It's not a native, but we're also not cutting it down. But Lynn, our neighbour across the road, completely roused on us the other day because she saw us cutting down one of the little trees and she's like, you're not going to cut down the cheese tree, are you? Because she's lived in the street for 30 years.
Well, that was my thought. Save the cheese tree.
I know. I was like, Lynn, as if we would cut down the cheese tree. We're hanging a swing from it for the kids. We can't cut that down.
How's Lynn being a nosy neighbour? Back off, Lynn. Come on, Lynn.
No, every neighbourhood needs a Lynn. No. She's the best. She's the reason why there'll be no riffraff in our street. She's the reason why everybody takes their bins away on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. She's awesome. Everyone needs a Lynn. She's like this old cranky divorcee, and she's awesome. Get one of those in your neighbourhood.
Lynn's the one I try to avoid if I can in my street, the Lynn. Anyway. Now, I went to Melbourne and saw my dad for the first time.
You had some quality family time as well.
In over a year, 18 months I haven't seen him because of the pandemic, and it was very hard to get in and out of Victoria. But went and saw him, which was amazing. Did the opposite to you, Maz. I just did a whole lot of sleeping in, eating junk food, did a lot of that. I put on about 5 kilos since I've been away.
You didn't want to say anything.
Thank you.
You mentioned it. You brought it up. Hey, it was your birthday as well.
And it was my birthday just a lot of catch-ups and it was great. I went to the footy as well, the AFL, and saw my team play and almost got in a fight in the crowd.
That is very unlike you. You're a very non-confrontational person.
I had my scarf on because I go for the West Coast Eagles in the AFL and they play in the Saints over the weekend, and I stood up to cheer for my team, and as I turn around,
it was in Melbourne.
You're I reckon she would have been about 90, stood up and gave me the double fingers. This lady, 90, just stood up and went like this and pointed them both my way and went, cop that. And then I said something back to her. I can't remember exactly what I said. And then something about her age probably. And then she fired back at me. And it was on to the point where all game we're giving it back and forth to each other.
Really?
And at the end of the game, I had to take myself over to her and give her a hug and apologise and say, you know, game's done. It's all cool.
It was a bit of fun.
And then we went out into the car park and fisty cuffs and
knuckle.
Got it on. Found a little gift idea on holidays.
Oh, my God. Are you doing like an Oprah's gift guide? Gawndy's gift guide.
Could be in there for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do this. Let's do Gawndy's gift guide. When you find a ripper gift, we'll add it to the gift list and then people can use that as inspiration to buy presents for people.
We can start with this. It's only $10.
Great.
I got this from Target, $10 for your grandma, this specific one here. We're in a bookshop. We're in the book section of Target, and Jamie's sort of like, I wouldn't say she was crying, but she was kind of like had this book open and she was sort of getting, I could tell she was getting emotional from reading this book in Target. And I was like, what are you reading? And I go over and the book's open and it's literally just blank pages. There's nothing in there. And I thought, this is bizarre. What's going on, babe? So I said, what's this book? And she shuts it and then she shows it to me. And it's this book here, which I brought in. It's called My Grandmother's Life.
Brilliant.
And inside the book, so the front of it says, My Grandmother's Life. Grandma, I want to know everything about you. And then when you open it up, it's like it's a bit like a journal or a diary with leading questions. And the idea is that your grandma fills it out.
That's great.
And then I don't know how long that takes, but they fill it out for you and then they hand it back and then you can learn about your grandma. And she was like, I wish I had this before her grandma passed away.
I wish, like, I don't have any living grandparents, which is sad because that, like, hearing their lives is the most. I used to love sitting. I mean, I hadn't seen my grandparents for a really long time as an adult, but I remember as a kid just wanting to know about life when they were younger because it was so insanely different. And to be able to document that, I think will be a really beautiful process for, and this is for your nan, is it nan?
Well, yeah, so I said, let's grab a few. I mean, so Jamie does have a grandma that's still around and I've got two. So we grabbed three books. I actually grabbed four because I'm going to keep one for the questions. I want to do like a podcast with the questions for other family members, like my dad or whatever that might
be. Clever.
I'll hand you the book and you see if there's any questions in there that you...
I want to put my grubby hands on.
It's already been marked a little bit. It's going to get worn out.
Don't give that copy to Nan.
I'll use that one as my podcast
So it's like it's in chronological order. So it starts with childhood, then it flicks into adolescence, then young adulthood. So it's stuff like your first music event.
Oh, yeah.
First music or event that you went to. So think about, so how old's Nan?
Oh, she'd be like late 70s, pushing
close
80,
to 80.
Yeah.
So think about like
Frank Sinatra or something.
What was music an event attending? Like,
Did Frank ever come to Australia?
She's not going to Stereo
Sinatra?
Sonic. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what we'll be writing.
Although she does live in Byron Bay, so she might feature on Byron Bays, the new reality TV show up there.
This is a good one. What job did you think that you would have when you were at high school?
Okay.
Oh, well, see,
I would know.
Did she go to high school?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, yep, I believe she went to high school. It depends which nan you're asking me about. I got two, so okay. Yeah.
What about, this is a brilliant question. Is there, jeez.
There's going to be some emotional stuff in there, isn't there? I can tell. Well, bring back memories for them too.
Could also be super awkward.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would change about how you raised your children?
Ooh, ooh. There's one for my dad. he might want to read.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. What about this? Because this is something that I don't know if many people could articulate. When did you finally feel like an adult? Like at what point, like think, like your grandma's in her nearly 80s. Like at what point did she go, she may not. Still to this day, like my mum says it a lot. She's like, I don't know about this adulting business. My mum's 73, for goodness sake.
Hey.
It's a great gift idea.
Very quickly, Luce Liz back on air with us after a week off.
Babe.
Liz, welcome back. Go. You've heard of something like this, have you?
Yeah, we brought one for Nathan's father, who's in the UK.
Yeah.
He gave it to our kids, and the stories in it are amazing.
It's a great idea, right?
Siblings, yeah, and he had to walk to school with cardboard in the soles of his shoes in the snow because they were so poor. And then in the war, they had the rations, and he got sent away.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know if he was going to see his siblings again, and then they all come back together. It was brilliant. It's the best book ever.
Liz,
it's the best book ever.
Quick question, and this is the only like red flag I have.
Yeah.
When you give this book to someone, it's a bit of like, can you fill it out before you kick the bucket kind of thing? Like, is it awkward in that sense where you're acknowledging that they're maybe at the end of their days and you want all of their juicy stories?
No, I think that's just our generation, darling. I think they're very privileged and they love to share their stories and hope that their life will continue on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of homework for them too. I mean, if I was to be given that, I'd be going, oh, God, I've got to fill this bloody thing out.
Okay, whenever I hear the words home alone, I immediately go to the movies. Oh, Kevin McAllister getting left behind on holidays.
This has got to be top five movies of all time.
Oh.
Up there with The Karate Kid.
And Remember the Titans.
And Remember the Titans. Just some classics.
When you think about the movie, though, highly irresponsible of the parents, isn't it?
Well, when you watch it as a kid, you really feel like you could be left home alone and you could set up booby traps to stop any potential break-ins.
And it looked fun.
Yeah.
It looked like
I wanted to do that.
A great time.
Well, bring it on. Try and break into my house. I'll hit you with a paint can. I was waiting.
This article popped up on the ABC and it isn't asking parents the question. And 13, 10, 60, because I'd love to know what you think the magical age is when you can leave your children at home by themselves. And an expert has said, so there's an expert, Julie Green. She's the executive director of raisingchildren.net.au. She has said there's no magical age. There's no law that says at a particular age your child is going to be okay to be left at home while you whip to the shops. And you've got to take into consideration things like how mature your child is and, you know, if they get anxious when they're alone. And
times have changed now. I don't feel like parents are leaving kids home alone at all. I think back to like when I stayed at my uncle's, if my dad would drop me at my uncle's, I think I was about 12 and he'd go out to work and he'd just give me all this sort of change that he kept, this money.
Yeah.
He said, go to the video shop, get whatever you want, go down the shops, get whatever you want. Really? And I was 12 years old.
I had
a great time.
I think 12.
12?
Being left at home to your own devices.
Calling it?
For an hour or so, not all day. 12 while mum or dad whipped to the shop.
Feels young
like
now,
that
I look back on it, it feels young. 12 feels very young. I don't know.
12?
Not ruling it out.
Okay.
Not even a teenager yet, Mads. Not even a teenager.
I know, but you've got to prepare your children and give them a little bit of responsibility at a time. And then, you know, by the time they are teenagers, they'll be ready to fly the coop move out home.
Because I think back to that time and my uncle had a samurai sword that I used to pull out and swing around.
So much fun.
When he wasn't there.
So I learned literally to use Kevin McAllister.
Yeah, I learned how to use a samurai sword.
You didn't have any accidents or anything with
No.
the sword?
I used to crank Gangster's Paradise from Coolio.
Great.
Because that was one of the only CDs he had, and I'd get out the samurai sword and swing it round.
Oh, my God.
Drink cans of Coke.
You were the original Karate Kid.
Yeah. I'd raid his cupboards and find some sus things, some dodgy stuff.
Target catalog.
Yeah, some things. So, I mean, these are the things you can get up to by yourself, but we need to lock in a perfect age. So well, are we calling it 12 or?
I don't know. I would love to. I mean, Henry is 2 years old and there is no way I would let him out of my sight for more than 2 seconds.
Wait till he's three.
But what is that age? And parents, 13, 10, 60, like no judgment here, by the way. Like we're not, you know, we don't want to shame anyone if it's younger than 12. Just want to know what people are doing in your houses. When are you leaving your kids at home by themselves?
And even better, what did they get up to when you weren't there that you found out later? Let's go to Tom in Griffith on 13, 10, 60. Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hello, mate.
Hey. Welcome. How many kiddos do you have, Tom?
I've got three kids. The oldest is 14, middle kid is 12, and youngest is almost 10.
And who's your favourite?
Oh, look, I don't know favourites, but if I did, it's hard to say. Depends on the time and
on
day.
The day. Yeah. Say that.
Okay. And so, have you left your kids at home by themselves yet?
Yeah. Look, we have been for the last couple of years ducking down the shops and doing. Doing those little sort of errands here and there. And this is the first school holidays that we've actually got all three kids at home alone during the day.
So they're home all day?
Look, my wife and I both work on the road. Both our jobs are, you know, driving around on the road. So Griffith being a small town, we're able to basically drop in every hour or so.
Oh, cool.
And check up on them. We've also got a couple of cameras that we bought when we had...
Now, this is interesting. Cameras are not something that was around back when I was left
at
home by themselves.
Right.
But so what do you see? Do you see anything on the cameras? What are they getting up to when you check in?
Look, typical teenagers and kids, they just sit in front of a computer all day and don't move.
That's easy.
So boring.
We have lunch ready for them and you know, all that. They know the rules. They're pretty, very responsible kids. So they know what they can and can't get away with. But,
do they know there's cameras there or they don't know
they're
there?
Yeah, of course they do. You know,
oh, they know they're there. Okay.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. So if you could give us, so you've got a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I guess the 14-year-old is asserting most of the responsibility if something goes pear-shaped.
Running the show, yeah, the 14-year-old, absolutely.
Yeah, they've all got phones so they can call me.
This is the thing. Now it's easy for them to get in touch with you because you can leave. Back in the day, it was just landlines and who knows what. So is there a magical age? Like if you could say the age that you think it's okay to leave your kids at home for the day, what would it be?
Oh, 12, 13.
So we're about right. You're 12 years old. So that hasn't changed in over 20-odd years. 12 years old still the go-to. And no samurai swords or anything left at yours like my uncle's joint?
No samurai swords, mate, no.
They're a bit of fun. They're a bit of fun, Tom, I will say that.
I wish your uncle had set up a camera back in the day and I wish there was footage of you at your uncle's place.
Mate, that'd be me. Swinging it around. It was a great time.
Guys, one exciting thing that I did on my holiday is I watched a movie. Now, I know that doesn't sound super exciting.
Oh, you live a crazy life,
I
man.
I am so
on
wild.
The edge.
I am fast, loose, and wild in the aisles. I watched a damn movie and I sat on my couch in my pajamas to do it because we love streaming services. And here's the thing. When you're a parent, carving out a two-hour window to watch a movie is a rarity. I haven't watched a movie at home for a pretty long time.
Now, this was a standout movie because we talked about it on air before we went on break.
That's right.
And I was excited for you to see it because it's an all-time classic. I was very surprised you hadn't seen it yet. It is Remember the Titans.
Well, that football feel out there tonight, that's our universe.
We're going to change the way we win.
You don't let anything, nothing, come between us.
Denzel at his best.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so look, we brought it to our listeners and I was like, this is my husband's favorite movie of all time, Remember the Titans. I haven't seen it. He wants me to watch it. Should I watch it? So we asked you guys to call in and give us a one sound review. And if I thought the reviews were good enough, I'd take your lead and I'd watch the movie.
Yeah, this was from the show before the holidays. Damien from Griffith has seen the movie.
Okay.
Take it away with your single sound review, Damo.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Oh,
when it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Oh, mate.
I guess you say,
What can make me feel this way, my girl, my girl?
That was beautifully done, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
That brought a bit of joy to my face. Thank you for that.
That was before we went on break.
That's right. And I decided from the rave reviews that we got that I would watch this movie with my husband. So holidays roll around. It's a Saturday night. Henry's in bed at 7 o'clock.
Tick.
On the dot. I get on my pajamas. Yes. We get like heaps of chocolate out of the freezer.
Here we go.
We sit on the couch and we roll with Remember the Titans. And I've got to say, my expectations were very high. Firstly, because...
Don't let me down here, Maz.
Firstly, because my husband has talked about this movie in such high regard for so long. This was like,
he was pumped.
He was like, he was like this is why I married you. He's like, I waited 6 years for this moment. And this
footy jersey? Did he put like some sort of jersey or something on? Like
no, just jammies.
Okay, just jammies. Just thought he might get into it that much. He's just got some NFL team that he pulls out, puts it on, and just, helmet, just pads.
He's not sitting there in a footy okay. helmet.
All right, so you're in your snuggies, you're watching, he's loving it.
He's loving it.
Up and about.
He's doing this thing where he like says the line of the person just before they say it, which really
that's
annoying.
Me.
So then I said, you need to tone it down, Glenn. Annoying. I'm like, no more of that. Like, don't wreck it for me. So we watch, and I'm loving it. Like, I'm getting so into this movie. It is so inspiring.
Yeah, pump up.
It's about teamwork. It's about the fight. It's about the underdog. Left side, strong side. Like, I was so into this movie. And then, like, spoiler alert, the kid that has the accident at the end and ends up in the hospital, Gary? Is he that guy?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, from memory.
That bit happens.
Been a while.
And then I was like, I think I've seen this movie before. And I legitimately think, like, it all came flooding back. And I'm like, I reckon I saw this movie when it came out. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I really liked it the second time.
Maz, I'm not here to accept pretty good on Remember the Titans. This is one of the all-time greatest movies. This is your husband's favourite movie of all time.
It's pretty good.
You forgot you saw it and then you give it a pretty good.
If I had have remembered that I'd seen it, obviously it would have been a standout movie in my brain. But I don't know what happened. Like somehow that memory got lost. But then when Gary was in the hospital bed and then I was like, oh my God, I know how this movie ends. It's good.
The movie is called Remember the Titans.
And I forgot.
And you forgot the damn Titans.
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the Hit Breakfast Show.